Jen Psaki blames Department of Education for canceling Dr. Swiss in Biden signed statement. By Charlie Spiring on March 2, 2021. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki blamed the Department of Education for not including any mention of Dr. Swiss in President Joe Biden's signed statement recognizing Read Across America Day. The proclamation was written by the Department of Education and you could certainly speak to them about more specifics about the drafting of it. She said, when asked about the omission of any reference to Dr. Swiss in the annual statement. Biden's signed statement for Read Across America Day did not make any mention of Dr. Swiss, even though it is an annual celebration of reading in honor of his birthday, March 2. Psaki said the day elevates and celebrates reading, but also celebrated diversity. The day is also a chance to celebrate diverse authors, whose work and lived experience reflect the diversity of our country. She said, and added, it is especially important that we ensure all children can see themselves represented and celebrated in the books that they read. Psaki referred any further questions about the drafting of the statement signed by the president to the Department of Education, even though it was signed by the president. Previous presidents Donald Trump and Barack Obama both issued statements honoring Dr. Swiss's legacy of literacy for children. Obama wrote in 2016. March 2 is also the birthday of one of America's revered wordsmiths. Theodore Seuss Geisel, or Dr. Seuss, used his incredible talent to instill in his most impressionable readers universal values we all hold dear. Through a prolific collection of stories, he made children see that reading is fun, and in the process, he emphasized respect for all, pushed us to accept ourselves for who we are, challenged preconceived notions and encouraged trying new things. And by example, taught us that we are limited by nothing but the range of our aspirations and the vibrancy of our imaginations. The Obamas frequently shared their love of Dr. Swiss with the public unobstructed. But it was First Lady Melania Trump who first received public protest for sending Dr. Swiss books to libraries. In 2017, a librarian in Massachusetts rejected a donation of Dr. Swiss books from First Lady Melania Trump because they were racist propaganda. But Melania Trump disagreed. To turn the gesture of sending young students some books into something divisive is unfortunate. But the First Lady remains committed to her efforts on behalf of children everywhere, Trump's spokeswoman, Stephanie Grisham, said at the time.